Bill Moore, please?
Get me Bill Moore.
Yes, Shirley.
Well, whatever good my judgment is, I think you can have a talk with Humphrey any place. But I think for the drama of the convention,
I'm going to do it, the drama of the convention. I'm going to do it tonight. John's going to do it, just like you all say. But that gives me an hour to sit here and talk to him. Now, when he walks out through the lobby, I think he can say, yes, the president asked me to come down here. Yes, he talked to me about the vice president. I cannot say whether he offered it to me or not. I can't go into that. He's not told me when he's going to make his mouth. That's up to the president to announce. I think that stirs it up, and they don't know what the hell's happening.
Yeah. You may be right.
And I could say I got a wire from McCarthy, and I'm going to see Humphrey this afternoon. I'm going to poke some of the leaders there. And I think after he got here, I'd call Daly and some of the leaders, about a dozen of the leaders.
You want to stir him up? I'll make another suggestion. I'd call maybe one or two others up here.
Trying to locate him, Mr. President.
Like that story?
Oh, indeed. That's...
Ready, sir.
But...
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
We all kind of agreed with that we would have Humphrey in here. I want to talk to him about my ideas of this job and the relationship and between us and so forth. Now, I don't think it does any harm for him to say if he does come at 4 or 5 o'clock, it's too late for the afternoon papers. And he just says that I asked him to come in. The McCarthy has sent me a wire.
In other words...
I talk to him, and he comes in, he talks to me, and I go over the thing with him, and he goes out, he says that I haven't told him what I'm going to do.
That's fine. In other words...
And that he doesn't know, that he thinks that I will make a statement tonight, but I didn't say it. I didn't go into any details with him, and he can't give any indication, and so on and so forth.
All right. In other words, there would not be any announcement of any decision.
No.
All right, and we can save that fact for the 9:30 appearance.
That's right.
All right, so that's...
Now, who's going to make these motions on acclamation for the president and vice president?
On the president is Bob Wagner. On the vice president, we haven't done anything about that because we don't know who it's going to be.
Well, I wouldn't... Bob Wagner's going to speak, Bill.
Well, this was, Mr. President, this was the message I got from Walter the other day when I asked him for a recommendation, and he had...
Well, he told me, you said Welch. And I said, Bill's bound to, he made that mistake once on Welch. What I try to do is get some good woman or something that, we don't want a boss image there.
All right, sir.
Now, if they want a white woman to do something, she could get up and say some real young, pretty woman.
All right, sir.
I don't want a boss doing it, Bailey or Wagner or any of those.
All right, so let me work on
that. He's going to second my...
That's right. I talked to him earlier this morning. He's happy about that. I will...
There's a pretty woman in the Georgia delegation. They've acted pretty nice. I want to tie into the South a little bit.
All right, sir. Let me find out who she is.
Christ Almighty, there's bound to be some good-looking woman in one of those delegations up there.
I will find one and get back to Jack with a suggestion.
And she's got to know what she's doing. You got to tell her. She's got to sit with Carl Sanders if she's in Georgia.
All right, sir.
I might just ask Carl Sanders to hang up with you.
All right, sir. You don't think that...
Then you follow up and ask him if I've talked to him.
All right, sir. You don't think that that's too much identification with the South?
Yes, probably is. But I thought a sweet woman... After I've got the Daly's nominating me and Wagner nominating me and nobody from the South except Connally, I think the South's entitled to a little. And I damn sure want to carry Georgia if I can.
All right, sir. That's fine. If you talk to him, then I'll call him.
What do you think about it? You think anything better?
Wait a minute. Let me make one suggestion. How about Florida? Somebody from the state of Florida, which is a key state, 14 electoral votes. not far to the south, and it's in between.
I've got a very attractive young woman, about 35, who was on the platform committee. This is her first convention. She's a little bit naive, but she could be coached and she could do it. Her husband is going to become the president of the American Medical Association next year. Her name is Damsey. He is a good friend of Bob Anderson. I don't know how that would appeal to you, but she is attractive. This is her first convention. She's a new face.
All right, I think Florida'd be better.
All right, sir.
I just go on and ask her and then get her. See if somebody's sitting right there with her, like Smathers, and to be sure that they tell her right at the right time with McCormick.
All right, sir.
And be sure her microphone's turned on. Now, what do you got? You got 6 seconded and 1 male. Is that right?
That is correct. The 2 nominating and 6 seconders.
I think you ought to tell your people that we just say that you've damn near elected Goldwater. You ought to call your preachers and tell them, and please tell them to tell Farmer now to please behave, because it's just the backlash of something awful here this morning.
All right, sir.
Just arguing over those seats, and they can't believe in law and order and want us to keep them from killing Negroes in Mississippi and shooting them in Georgia if they're going to act that way.
All right, sir.
And the law and order was that they're not entitled to sit in those seats.
All right, sir.
And just tell him that they better not do it tonight, because they're really going to let go of it if they want to keep it up.
I have some indications that they're going to try it.
I talked to Martin Watson about security, and he's very upset about it. He said security completely broke down. Men and Williams, for example, they recognized...
Oh, that son of a bitch, they put it in there. Bill, I wish you'd go to Men and Williams and say I called you and say that the president's had at least 20 calls today about he and Morse scuttling them in, and Assistant Secretary of State oughtn't to be breaking the rules.
All right.
Just go to him and say, what do we tell the president? They're calling him all the time and saying, you've got an Assistant Secretary of State, and just tell him it's not good.
I'll do that. I was disturbed by that.
He got an interview and said that he brought in a couple of people. And they got Walter Ruther and Men and Williams. That's what the Republicans try and run and tell him that.
All right.
And if you can get Walter to tell Humphrey to please play down Walter Ruther and his participation in it at all, because it's going to be bad, and they're going to hang it around his neck and hurt him. What he's done, he's got the job done, but we don't want to make him vice president because of a fix.
All right.
We want him vice president because he's a great statesman.
All right.
Anything I can tell the press, I'm going on a walk with them.
Mr. President, I think it would be very worthwhile if... hold on a minute. I think it'd be very worthwhile if you told them that in order to beat any charges of hesitation or vacillation on this thing, if you told them that you had been very carefully still talking to people all over the country, trying to see what is the real consensus of this... of the convention and of the party, and to see, in other words, it ought to come out tonight that you have surveyed the country, you've talked to people of all sections, all regions, all races, all religion, and your conviction, you have decided that your conviction about this job is the same as the consensus of the party. And if you kind of lay the groundwork for that today and walking around with them, it'll be a big factor, I think, in the interpretation that is given to how you made up your mind. Number two, I think you ought to talk a little bit about this problem of Birch's charge that there are no new faces, and we're saying new thing. We're saying the same old thing. There are a lot of new faces up here. Breathitt and people like that, and Sanders and Solinger and Hughes of Iowa and people like that are playing important roles in this convention, and that there are a lot of young people in this.
Well, why don't you go and tell them that? Why don't you call a press conference and point out these things, or call a group together, at least your network people?
There have been people trying to see me, and I honestly have refused to do
it. Well, I would tell them these things, just
right.
As long as you're not telling them what time I'm going to nominate,
all
and
right.
Stuff like that.
All
if
right.
You're going to laugh and tell them, I'd tell them that this is the new faces in the youth movement, and by what Lucy's 3,000 people, and
I try to get Lucy on TV. The Kennedys have had Joan on there constantly.
All right, so can I, is it all right to have it backgrounded and to say that you're pleased with the new faces? And...
Yes, sir. Just say I'm greatly stimulated to buy them, and that the Breffitts and the Byes, the Sanderses and the Weltners, the Hughes from Iowa and Salinger from California, and that the Mondales, and it's a hell of a fine convention, a good platform. We're sorry we disappointed them by not having a big floor fight. Only fight we had is television men with themselves.
Right.
There's more television and photographers than there were members of the Freedom Party.
All right, sir.
Anything else I can tell them?
No, sir, I don't think so. If you would have Jack put down five or six thoughts that he and you would like me to background him on your reaction to all this, and call me, I'll set this up at 3 o'clock as a backgrounder with Brinkley, Morgan, and Mudd.
That's good.
All right, sir, Jack.
And just tell them that I'm in perfect health. I've got a good doctor's one. I wonder why I don't give that out today, just my doctor's statement.
I would. I'd do it at the press conference. I mean, the walk.
I'm just going to walk on it.
The walk.
Take it out of your pocket. Okay.
Call me, Jack.
All right, Jack.
Hey, Bill.